Component 3, Islam, practices, keywords, jihad. Jihad means to strive. There are two forms of jihad. The greater is the daily struggle and the inner spiritual striving to live as a Muslim. The lesser jihad is a physical struggle or holy war in defense of Islam. Halal, permitted, actions or things which are permitted within Islam, such as eating permitted foods. Haram, forbidden, actions or things which are forbidden within Islam, such as eating forbidden foods. Mosque or masjid, a place of prostration for Muslims. It is a communal place of worship for a Muslim community. Prophethood or risala, the term used for the messengers of God, beginning with Adam and ending with the Prophet Muhammad. Sharia, the straight path, a way of life. Muslims believe Allah has set out a clear path for how Muslims should live. Sharia law is the set of moral and religious rules that put the principles set out by the Quran and the Hadith into practice. Tawheed, oneness in reference to God, the basic Muslim belief in the oneness of Allah. Ummah means community, refers to the worldwide community of Muslims who share a common religious identity. Other useful words. Niyyah, having the right intention to worship God. Ibadah, acts of worship, any permissible action performed with the intention to obey God. Shahada, the declaration of faith. Salah, prayer 5 times a day. Zakah, compulsory giving of 2.5% of annual wealth to charity. Sawm, fasting during the month of Ramadan. Hajj, pilgrimage to Mecca. Sadaqah, additional giving, separate from zakah. Jumu'ah, congregational prayers, Friday lunchtime prayers where Muslims pray together at the mosque. Taqwa, God consciousness. Qibla, the direction to face during prayer, towards Mecca. Dua prayers, personal prayers that may be said at any time of the day. Ramadan, the 9th month of the Islamic year in the lunar calendar. Eid al-Adha, festival of sacrifice that takes place at the end of Hajj. Eid al-Fitr, the festival of fast-breaking. It marks the end of Ramadan. Ashura, the day of sorrow and inspiration. It falls on the 10th day of the month of Muharram. Shias commemorate the death of Hussein. The 10 obligatory acts, Furu ud-Din, the most important practices in Shia Islam. The 5 pillars. 1. The Shahada. The Shahada is the first, and for many, the most important of the 5 pillars of Islam. The declaration of faith says, there is no God but God, and Muhammad is his prophet. The other 4 pillars are outward physical expressions of this deeply held belief. Quran, Surah 3, Verse 18 says, God witnesses, there is no deity except him. The Shahada is repeated in Salah prayer, and also in the call to prayer. Furthermore, these are the first words whispered into a newborn baby's ear, and if possible, the last thing a Muslim will say before they die. It is a clear reflection of Islamic monotheism, the belief in one God. Reciting it 3 times is all that is required to become a Muslim or revert. Muslims believe that all people are born Muslims and so return to the faith. Muhammad said, whoever says there is no God but God enters paradise. The 2nd pillar, Salah. Salah prayer is the most important way to worship God. It is expected to happen 5 times every day. Muhammad called prayer the pillar of religion, and it reminds Muslims to give thanks for God's blessings and to show that they are submitting to God's will. The Quran, chapter 29, verse 45 says, prayer prohibits immorality and wrongdoing. Preparation for Salah includes being respectful and showing due respect and good intentions, niyyah. Part of this is wudu or ritual washing. Muslims wash specific parts of their body, their hands, mouth, nose, face, arms, head and feet in a particular order. it is an outward sign of the inner cleanliness needed to face God. The prayer itself involves four key actions: standing, bowing, kneeling, and prostration. Each of these is submission before God. The aims of prayer are to be a constant reminder of the presence of God, to show submission to the will of God, to cleanse away the corruption of the world, to unite all Muslims, to bring about peace in the world, and to remove the sins like water removes dirt. Quran chapter 4 verse 103 says, "Prayer has been decreed upon the believers, a decree of specified times." Types of prayer. Jama'ah prayers are congregational prayers. These take place on a Friday at midday. Muslims will try to go to a mosque for these. One of the extra features of the Jama'ah prayers is the sermon given by the imam at the mosque. Dua prayers are personal prayers. These are spontaneous and can happen at any time of day. These are often prayers where Muslims will ask for help or guidance on issues. Missed prayers. Muslims do try to pray at the set times. However, there are times when they may not be able to pray at the allocated time. For example, when at school in Britain or when going on long journeys. In these cases, it is acceptable to catch up with the prayers at a later time. Muhammad said, "If one of you sleeps and misses a prayer or forgets it, let him offer the prayer when he remembers." Why pray five times a day? Both the Quran and the Hadith talk about Muhammad's miraj, or night journey. He was taken from Jerusalem through the seven levels of heaven on a winged horse. God revealed that Muslims should pray up to 50 times a day. The prophet Moses, intervened, suggesting this was too much, and so it was agreed that the number of prayers would be five in a day. The third pillar, zakat. All Muslims are expected to perform zakat as a regular duty by giving 2.5% of their annual wealth. The Quran commands to give to those in need. It is an obligation and a form of worship, an act of ibadah. Praying for others has no value if you won't share what you have with them. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 177, says, "Righteousness is in one who gives zakah." Zakah is a sign of cleansing and purity. Wealth can cause greed, which is evil, and zakah is a way of purifying that wealth. Our wealth is not ours, but given by God and must be shared with other humans for the benefit of all. Humans have a role as khalifas, or stewards, God's representatives on earth. That means that humans are looking after this world and possessions to pass on to the next generation. Therefore, Muslims should view possessions not as their own. The Quran chapter 2, verse 254 says, "Spend from that which we have provided for you." The Prophet Muhammad practiced zakah when he became ruler in Medina. He said, "The one who looks after and works for a widow and for a poor person is like a warrior fighting for God's cause." Those that can receive zakah include the poor, needy, and travellers. There are also Muslim charities such as Islamic Relief and Muslim Aid, which focus on healthcare and education projects in developing countries. Sadaqah is voluntary extra charity given from the heart out of generosity and compassion. Muhammad said, "A Muslim who plants a tree or sows a field from which a man, birds and animals can eat is committing an act of charity." The importance of zakat. Muslims have a duty to help others, and giving zakat reminds a Muslim that rich and poor are all members of the Ummah. Knowing that all Muslims are giving zakat at the same time and for the same purpose brings unity with other Muslims. By obeying Allah's command, Muslims are showing their submission and committing an act of faith. Sharing resources strengthens the Ummah and helps people gain spiritual rewards and good judgment. The fourth pillar, Sawm. Fasting should take place during Ramadan and is considered the holiest month of the year because it is the month when the Prophet Muhammad first received a revelation of the Quran. Fasting is a way of practicing self-control by refraining from eating, drinking, smoking, and sex from dawn till dusk for 30 days. It is a time of purity and worship. It starts with the new moon and ends with Eid al-Fitr, the celebration. Fasting is broken each day after the sun has set with the iftar meal. These meals are often very social, with friends, family and neighbours. Muslims recite the whole Quran over Ramadan during special night prayers. On the 27th day, Muslims celebrate Laylat al-Qadr, the night of power, the night they believe the first part of the Quran was revealed to Muhammad. Why do Muslims fast? It is commanded in the Quran. It follows the example of the Prophet. It brings Muslims closer to each other through the shared experience. It is an act of worship. It reminds Muslims of the hungry and the poor, and it promotes self-control. All those except the young, the ill, those travelling, and pregnant women should fast. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 183 says, O those of you who have believed, decreed upon you is fasting, as it was decreed upon those before you, that you may become righteous. The importance of Sawm. It enables Muslims to develop self-control. It means that they can empathise with those who suffer, thus making them more generous with what they have been given. It increases their spiritual strength, as they know Allah has and will provide everything they need. By performing Sawm at the same time as other Muslims, it means the Ummah and its identity is strengthened. It will increase their taqwa and thankfulness for all that they have that has been provided by Allah. The fifth pillar, Hajj. This pillar is the only one that is not compulsory. It is a duty for those that are able to physically and financially complete it. It's often the ambition of a lifetime for Muslims, and they are given a special title if they complete it, Haji for males and Hajjah for females. The importance of Mecca. It is the holiest city on earth for Muslims, and Hajj has huge spiritual significance in Islam. Mecca is where many things happened. Ibrahim was commanded to sacrifice his son Ishmael by God. Ibrahim threw stones at the devil to avoid being tempted to deny God. Ibrahim's wife, Hajar, frantically searched for water in the desert and was miraculously shown the Zamzam well. Ibrahim built the Kaaba as a place to worship God. The Prophet Muhammad was born here. The Prophet Muhammad received the first revelations from God. And the Prophet Muhammad returned to reclaim the city for God before his death. On arriving at Mecca, pilgrims enter a state of purity called Ihram. They dedicate themselves to worship and prayer. All pilgrims wear two white sheets to show this and show they are all equal before God. The women's version is stitched together to ensure modesty is maintained. The pilgrimage usually lasts for 5 days, and the key events are the Tawaf, circling the Kaaba 7 times anti-clockwise, walking 7 times between the hills of Marwa and Safa to remember Hajar's frantic search for water, drinking from the Zamzam well, remembering the spring being revealed by an angel, Wukuf, or standing on the plain of Arafat, remembering God's mercy and seeking forgiveness for all wrongdoing. For some, this is the most important part of the Hajj. Collecting pebbles at Muzdalifah, stoning the pillars at Mina with the pebbles to remember Ibrahim driving the devil away. This is symbolic of a Muslim's efforts to do the same in their life and to resist temptation. Camping at Mina, sacrificing an animal at Eid al-Adha, remembering the sacrifice Ibrahim was going to make and how all Muslims should be prepared to do so as well. The men shave their heads on return to Mecca, showing a new start, and women will have their hair cut. There is a final tawaf, or circling of the Kaaba, in Mecca. The climax of the Hajj is Eid al-Adha. All Muslims take part in the festival, regardless of whether they are on the Hajj or not. It is a time to sacrifice an animal and to share with the less fortunate. It connects the Ummah and makes Muslims think about being prepared to sacrifice everything for God, like Ibrahim. Jihad, the greater jihad. Jihad is the struggle to live according to God's laws. It literally means directed struggle and covers striving to serve God, making an effort to live a moral life, and actively trying to live in peace. Muslims make the distinction between lesser and greater jihad. One, greater, is the struggle within oneself to be a good Muslim. The other, lesser, is the struggle to remove evil from society. The greater jihad is a spiritual struggle with yourself in trying to lead a perfect Muslim life. It incorporates performing the five pillars with devotion, following the path set out by the Prophet Muhammad, the Sunnah of the Prophet, seeking justice and fairness for all, and rising above your own greed and selfishness. It teaches that Muslims need to control their own desires, to live in a way that will reward them with a good judgment. It is a commitment to battle laziness and work at being a better person in living the way that God has instructed. It asks that you encourage what is right, not evil, and respect the beliefs of others. Muhammad said, "Whoever amongst you sees an evil, he must change it with his hand, and if he is not able to do so, then change it with his tongue." Lesser jihad. This is sometimes referred to as holy war, but this is often misunderstood. It is the struggle to remove evil from society and involves strict rules if force is to be used. The concept of lesser jihad comes from when Muhammad gave his followers permission to fight in order to secure their own survival. Thus, permission is given to defend yourself, but again, it must not be taken too far. The Quran, chapter 2, verse 190 says, "Fight in the way of God those who fight against you, but do not transgress." Jihad must never be an act of aggression, and so Muslims must not attack first. You can only fight against those who are attacking you and never kill innocent civilians. Jihad cannot be declared by just anybody. It must be declared by a leader who is holy and pure and has the support of the community. Many Muslims today don't feel there is anybody that fulfills this criterion in Islam. Historically, many would say that it was jihad when the Muslims fought against the Christian crusaders. Some extremists claim to be using lesser jihad in their terror attacks, such as 9/11. However, moderate Muslims reject this idea, since it doesn't meet the conditions for jihad. These attacks injure civilians, and are not from a legitimate authority. Islamic State is another example of a group using violence to create a state with Sharia law, using barbaric methods. Muslims reject that this is Islamic.